KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is looking for a tribal environmental coordinator. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. King Cove, the King Cove ADF&G Advisory Committee will be having a meeting on April 8th at 10 a.m. at the Harbor House. Sandpoint, the Sandpoint Fish and Game Advisory Committee will be holding a public meeting at the Sandpoint City Chambers on Tuesday, April 8th at 1 p.m. This meeting is open to the public. And there will be a regular meeting of the Borough Assembly on April 10th at 2 p.m. You can tune into that live here on KSDP. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a hike to Windfall Lake, north of Juneau, we take a break in a swampy lowland. Mosquitoes are thick, and we are wearing repellent and head nets and full coverage clothing. Some people claim that they are especially targeted by mosquitoes, and it's possible. Mosquitoes are attracted by a combination of factors: carbon dioxide in our exhaled breath, warmth, moisture, and even darker colors. Someone who is sweating hard and breathing harder is a prime target. Alaska is home to more than 30 species of mosquitoes, including the relatively large snow mosquito, which emerges early and can be active when there's still snow on the ground. In all cases, it's only the female that bites, requiring a bit of blood nourishment to lay eggs. That tiny amount of blood adds up when millions of mosquitoes are swarming. In the summer tundra of northern Alaska, a caribou can lose up to a pint of blood a day to hordes of mosquitoes. Mosquitoes can be bad in Alaska, but fortunately they're not dangerous, as they can be in warmer parts of the world where they transmit diseases like malaria, caused by a tiny parasite that lives in the mosquito. A mosquito only lives about a month. Alaska's relatively short summers don't provide enough time for the life cycle of the Plasmodium parasites and the mosquitoes to reach fruition and transmit the disease. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The state of Alaska has charged 10 U.S. nationals in the small community of Whittier with voter misconduct and perjury. The charges say the defendants were born in American Samoa, which makes them nationals but not citizens. Alaska law allows only U.S. citizens to vote. The case is sure to get attention because non-citizen voting has become a hot-button issue nationally. President Trump has claimed, without evidence, that widespread voter fraud was one of the reasons he lost the 2020 election. Alaska Deputy Attorney General John Skidmore says the Whittier case began with a tip in December 2023.
There was an anonymous call that came to the Division of Elections about non-U.S. citizens that had registered to vote who were voting.
The charges also say that all 10 defendants voted or tried to vote in Whittier city elections or for the regional school board. Skidmore says every year, the state gets a few allegations of illegal voting and has charged about 5 cases in as many years.
By and large, it's not something that we find happens. Most of the investigations that we conduct result in determinations that charges are not appropriate to be filed. But in those cases where we do find sufficient evidence to say that crimes did occur, then we will file charges as we have here.
Each defendant has been charged with at least two felonies. They have not been arrested, but have summonses to appear in court. The Kabilungan Tribe of Unalaska is thinking about recognizing an important figure in Alaska history in a unique way. Benny Benson, the designer of the Alaska state flag, is being considered for a posthumous tribal membership. A group of historians published a paper in 2022 explaining that the decades-old understanding of Benson's heritage as Aleutic isn't right. The Aleutic are an Alaska Native ethnic group centered on the Alaska Peninsula. But evidence shows Benson was actually Ununga, with family from the Aleutians. Here's Kabilungan Tribal Council President and Interim Administrator Shayla Shishnikov.
So the request to enroll him as a tribal member, we did have someone submit that enrollment form on his behalf, along with a resolution.
That someone is regional historian and tribal member Mike Livingston, the paper's lead author. He says it's important to document Benson's Ununga heritage to correct errors in the historical record. Shishnikov says the tribe's enrollment committee will consider the membership request. Their recommendation will then be taken into consideration by the tribal council. As for when the council will vote on the membership request, Shishnikov isn't sure yet, given what she describes as the uniqueness of the case. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Talk one-on-one with experts on mental health, nutrition, pharmacology, surgery, childcare, and much more on Line 1, your health connection, weekly on your local public radio station.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bank of America. From local shops to global enterprises, Bank of America is committed to helping businesses of all sizes make every move matter. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The Trump administration is dismantling a federal office that funds programs for seniors and people with disabilities across Alaska. Organizations that serve those populations in Southeast specifically say the move is among several recent federal actions calling into question the fate of crucial services, such as senior rides and meals. For the Alaska Desk, Avery Elfelt has the story.
It's lunchtime on a Wednesday, and there's a steady hum of chatter at the Haynes Clukwan Senior Center. On the menu today, lasagna, apricot salad, steamed veggies, and bread. All of which cost just $5 for those who can afford to pay. Haynes resident David Kolstad is sitting at a long table chatting with friends. He says the space is a crucial social outlet.
Three meals a week I don't have to cook.
And it's a good social. I come almost an hour early every day and we sit around and shoot the breeze.
Crystal Verham, who manages the center, said Kolstad isn't alone.
A lot of them say that this is the only thing that they do, their only outlet, their only way to get rides, and for some, it's their only way to get a cooked meal.
The center provides hundreds of meals in Haynes each month. It's operated by Catholic Community Service, a Juneau-based nonprofit that offers lunch, rides, and more for seniors and people with disabilities in Southeast. It's largely grant-funded, including by the Administration for Community Living, or ACL, an office within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, or at least the office used to be. The Trump administration said late last month it's dismantling the office and integrating its, quote, critical programs elsewhere. The announcement also said thousands of department employees would be cut, including a significant portion of ACL staff. Erin Walker-Tolis is the director of Catholic Community Service. She says the move is among several Trump policies fueling uncertainty.
We're just concerned that about additional cuts. And lack of resources from the administration, because community need is only growing as the senior population continues to grow in Southeast.
Walker-Tolis says it remains unclear what the reshuffling will actually mean, and she assumes funding will be administered in another way. But the lack of clarity has its own consequences, she says. That's especially concerning in Southeast, where the population is older than most of the state. Haynes specifically has long held the title of being Alaska's oldest borough.
I'm fine with streamlining and reducing the admin burden and the amount of resources it takes to administer so that more money goes towards people getting helped. But as these changes come through, there is no plan that we are aware of to ensure that things are simpler. Instead, it's more work.
More simply put, Walker-Tolis says,
it is chaos.
The Trump administration's firings and program cuts could affect other vulnerable groups, too. Southeast Alaska Independent Living, for instance, provides a bevy of services, including in Haines. Among them, supporting students with disabilities as they transition into adulthood, and loaning out walkers, crutches, and wheelchairs. A report from last year says 20% of the organization is federally funded, at least some of which comes from ACL. There's also Reach, Inc., a Juneau-based nonprofit that supports people with disabilities. The group doesn't get funding from ACL, but it does from another federal agency that focuses on Medicaid and Medicare that reportedly lost 300 employees to layoffs. Back at lunch in the senior center, Donald Poling, who's 82 and has lived in Haines with his wife, Dottie, since the 1990s, is eager to chat. He says they heavily rely on the facility's services, including for rides to the ferry and airport when they leave town to seek medical care. When asked what he makes of the recent announcement, Poling makes one thing clear. He's not a fan of Elon Musk, who has been leading White House efforts to downsize the government. In Haines, I'm Avery Elfeld.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Starting out this hour, well, the news started us out, I guess, but the first song we have was Morgan Wallen, and he's very popular these days, isn't he? We're going to hear Days That End in Y. That's W-H-Y, not the letter Y. Jason Aldean after that with Try That in a Small Town, bring it on. And Zach Bryan after that with Fears and Fridays.
Been playing 20 questions with 24 cans, 24-7 till I understand. I sent a prayer up for a helping hand, but it must have got stopped by the ceiling fan I'm staring at. In this half-full bed, I'm looking for a reason that I ain't found yet. I know how goodbye sounds when it's better.
Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of find out, I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Full of good old boys, raised up.
Strings on porches, a poor boy's choir. My blood's hit a boil. There ain't no fire. I just love the way the light beams in. But I got bad news, I'm fearing Friday again. Choking on some bourbon when you roll up. You say, boy, you gotta face it, you just ain't that tough. There's a house hopping on the edge of town. I'm ripped up, thirsty, and ready to drown. I got a fear, dear, that it's gonna end. Won't you get angry at me, say you love me again. I got a fear, dear, that it's a Friday spark. You only love me like you mean it when it's after dark. We can hide out. Clear, so please you eyes, a man's worst fear. There's a name saved on your heart's gravestone. Saturday's coming, I fear I'm waking alone. I got a feeling that it's gonna end. Won't you get angry at me, say you love me again. I got a feeling that it's a Friday spark. You only love me like you mean it when it's after dark. I got a fear, dear, that it's gonna end. Won't you get angry at me, say you love me again. I got a fear, dear, that it's a Friday spark. You only love me like you mean it when it's after dark.
Chris Stapleton's next on the list here with Millionaire. After that, Christine, a W it says, What I Like About You, and then Ashley Gearings with Five More Minutes.
They say love is more precious than gold. It can't be bought and it can't be sold. Thank you.
I'll play around with some top country artists from that decade. First, we have Faith Hill and Tim McGraw together doing Let's Make Love, beautiful song. After that, George Strait with Drinking Man, then Jason Aldean with Don't You Want to Stay.
This morning and I swore to God I'd never, ever take another drink again. I fought it like the devil, but you know that you're in trouble when you're 14 and drunk by 10 a.m. Tried to hide it from my mom and dad, All my friends said, straighten up. I just laughed, said, you don't understand. That's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. At 16, I was on my own and flying high and staying stoned. I knew everything there was to know. I did things that I can't talk about. I wore my mom and daddy out. Late nights they spent praying for my soul. Stayed sober once for 9 days in a row. I quit cold turkey. Damn near almost made it to 10. But that's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. I look into the mirror, bottle in my hand. I'd like to pour it out, I just don't think I can. 'Cause that's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. I don't know when or where it was, or how we met and fell in love, or why she'd even fall for a guy like me. I tried to pull myself together, hoping we could last forever. For a while I started to believe. Her daddy said, she's all I got. Son, don't ever break her heart. Promise me before you take her hand. But that's just too much to ask of a drinking man. I look into the mirror, bottle in my hand. I'd like to pour it out, I just don't think I can. 'Cause that's a hell of a lot to ask of a drinking man. I woke up this morning and I swore to God I'd never, ever take another drink again.
Touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a goodbye kiss feels like this, don't you wanna stay? Make forever feel this way. Don't
I know where I am. I kind of lost track of stuff. That Birch came in and we're talking about the music, and you know, he said it's the kind of music you put on when you're taking a nice warm bath or something. I thought, you know, maybe in the hot tub, you know, with your girlfriend or something. But you know, it's great stuff. It's what the big wigs were doing back then, instead of the minor artists. It's all good. Brad Paisley's next with Southern Comfort. I might have said that. I don't know. They're my favorite. Martina McBride with Ride. Toby Keith after that with a little less talk and a little more action. Yeah, here we go.
Time you leave, it can be strange, it can be shocking. Not everybody drives a truck, not everybody drinks sweet tea, not everybody owns a gun and wears a ball cap, boots and jeans. Not everybody goes to church or watches every NASCAR race. Not everybody knows the words to Ring of Fire or Amazing Grace. Oh, dancing land, I hope you understand that when I miss my Tennessee home and I of Rome, I have been to foreign lands. I know what it's like to talk and have nobody understand. I have seen the Eiffel Tower lit up on a Paris night. I have kissed a West Coast girl underneath the northern lights. I know what it's like to be the only one like me. To take a good heart. I know.
Get me out of here. The look she shot me through the glass lot more action.
Yeah, we're going to have Patsy Cline. Going back a few decades, Patsy Cline take us to the top of the hour. That wife fall to pieces, I cried all the way to the altar, and might have time with her and Willie was just out of reach.
Oh, my darling, now too late,
we can't go back and start anew. Not too late, I've thrown away my chance of happiness with you. I cried all the way to the altar. Now too late, I know that we were wrong to part.
Love that run away from me. Bothering me, chains just won't set me free. So far away from you and all your charm, just out of reach of mine to open.
Conceal it. Love has brought us only stars. I can see your eyes reveal it. You're a stranger in my arms. Say goodbye to our romancing. We have lost the flame that warms. I hold you while we're dancing. You're a stranger in my arms. Every story has an ending. This is where our story ends. Please don't hurt me by pretending. For lovers never can be friends. Through the years your love will haunt me, and I'll dream about your... Hey.